Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today, your Radio Hall of Fame comes to you from the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco.
Stop the music! Stop the music! Stop the music! One of the musicians is reading notes. But folks, this hall brings back memories. It was right here in this very hall last year that I met the Sultan of Pasha. He took a liking to me, and during the course of the conversation, he offered me his harem of 500 beautiful wives. But I turned him down. Because when I get up every morning, who wants to find 1,000 stockings hanging in the bathroom? Not Durrani. To say the least, it was very disturbing, Andre.
To say the least, Jimmy Durrani, it's a pleasure to have you with us in San Francisco this afternoon. And here to greet you in the Philco Radio Hall of Fame is our host, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, sir, Andre. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Jimmy, and how are you?
Bewitching.
How long do you expect to be in San Francisco?
A fortnight and possibly a fifthnight.
Well, I suppose while you're up here, you'll visit Fisherman's Wharf, Chinatown, see a few plays.
Plays, frankly, no. The theater no longer intrigues me. You know, the ineptitude and decaying quality of the current histrionic displays have plunged the test of panic art into a nap burial quagmire.
What'd you say?
Never mind. I hope I didn't say anything to offend the Middle West. See you later, Paul.
And now our singing star, Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, salute the famous Durrani Nose and the equally famous Golden Gate Bridge with Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you follows through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. Gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
Where do you hear Martha Tilton singing Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief over a new Philco? You'll get a new idea of radio listening. For Philco's research in radar has produced literally scores of improvements in the new Philco radios. Improvements all the way through in circuit design, power output, and operating features. So many new features that Philco engineers say they're 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Check up on that at your Philco dealers now. Get the story of Philco's new patented dynamic reproducer, the same kind used by the best broadcasting studios to play records and transcriptions. Philco's sensational new radio phonograph with the automatic record player that obsoletes all manually operated phonographs. And Philco's advanced FM, the first true FM detector ever invented. They're new all the way through. And only Philco has them. Philco, famous for quality the world over.
The look, the voice, the hat, the body, and the sweater. Ah, there may be some doubt in some folks' minds just who these monikers refer to. But there never can be any doubt in anybody's mind when you say the nose. Ladies and gentlemen, the peer of Pagliacci's, our honored guest in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame today, the one and only Jimmy Durante.
You kind of start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. And now for my second song I'll sing. Chloe, Chloe. I guess the ushers wouldn't let her in without a ticket. But, Paul, that's neither San Fran nor Cisco. However, I want to thank you for that bewitching introduction.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Durante. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. Your graciousness is surpassed only by your hospitality, Mr. Whiteman.
Oh, and your geniality, Mr. Durante, is exceeded only by your charm.
Why don't you folks go to a movie? Can't you see we want to be alone? We're spellbound. But anyway, Paul, it's a wonderful thrill to be here in San Francisco. Why, the minute I stepped off the train, I was walking on air.
You were walking on air?
Yeah, the porter forgot to put the stool down. I should have come up the way I did last time. I wouldn't have been embarrassed, and I'd have made better time.
Did you come up by plane?
No. The last time I made the trip, I traveled by Greyhound bus. And would you believe it, Paul? It only took me 20 minutes to get from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Oh, how could your bus go from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 20 minutes?
It got interested in another Greyhound. I got a million of them, a million of them. But the trains have their finer points, too. As my train pulled out of the Los Angeles station, I was in the diner and a beautiful Harvey girl served me my breakfast. Naturally, there was a meeting of the eyes. The yolks. Then she served me my lunch and later my dinner. Throwing reason to the winds, I printed I love you on the tablecloth with mayonnaise. And as I left the train, a porter tapped me on the shoulder and handed me a note from that same Harvey girl.
And what did the note say?
It said, you forgot to pay for the meatballs. Stunned and not knowing what I was doing, I took a cable car to my hotel. And then it happened. When I checked into my hotel, I had to share a room with a vaudeville actor and his trained seal. What a catastrophe. I didn't mind when that seal put on my pajamas. I didn't mind when he slept in my bed. But when he ate my breakfast and threw me a fish, that was going too far.
Jimmy, you look none the worse for your experiences. I might even say that you're a picture of sartorial splendor.
Thanks, but this is no time for innuendos. You know, it isn't easy to get a suit these days. I try. Yesterday, trudging up and down the avenue, I dropped into a clothing store and I said to the salesman, I want a suit.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just stood there in his underwear and laughed. Yes, that's the conditions that prevail.
But aside from your clothing, you still look positively radiant.
That's what the opera season does to me. Every time I hear Carmen, I light up. Every time I hear Pagliacci, I light up. Every time I hear Aida, I light up. But I had to cut it out.
How come?
You should see the electric bills I'm paying.
Jimmy, I didn't know you were so interested in the opera.
Oh, yes. I've been devoting all my time in writing a modern opera, which I hope to debut at the Philharmonic. And... and you know another thing, Paul? I'm the person who's responsible for the success of Stokowski.
Did you start Stokowski off in music?
No, but I introduced him to Gloria. Boy, is that band a belt. Ah, Durante, you mad fool, you.
Ah, Jimmy, mad or not, having you with us calls for a celebration. In fact, it's a double celebration, because one of us here is celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Wait a minute. It's not my birthday. Jimmy, you better tell them all about it, partner.
All right, Paul. The other night, I'm walking home and feeling so gay. When I'm walking home, I'm always that way. What a home I got. The kitchen is delightful. The living room is grand. And the bathroom is out of this world. Which makes it a little bit inconvenient. When I opened up my door, I got the grandest surprise. All my friends were there and they began to harmonize.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute,
happy
wait a minute.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute, boys.
Happy birthday, dear Jimmy. Happy birthday to you.
I do mean you and only you. In storm and strife, I'll see you through. My closest chum, old pal of mine, when there's no sun.
Wait a minute, buddy. Curb your enthusiasm. This guy'd say anything to avoid giving a present. And anyway, I got a confession to make. This isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No. But it's the birthday of someone near and dear to me. It's my nose's birthday, not mine. And I'm proud to say the schnauzer's doing fine. My nose was born upon this day in 1893. Exactly 2 weeks later, the stork delivered me. It was the first time in history that a nose outweighed the child. When I was born, my dad took one look at my schnoz and said to the stork, "Take that back. Just because our country's emblem is an eagle, that don't mean we have to raise one." But in spite of my dad, the schnoz and I are closer than Damon and Petunias. Not even a mustache has ever come between us. I tried to raise a mustache once, and what happened? Nothing. It wouldn't grow in a shade. Sabotage on the part of the schnoz. But I'm as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. You know, looking back over the years, the nose and I have weathered many a storm. Sometimes I got the schnoz in trouble, and sometimes he got me in trouble. I'll never forget my first train ride. I was in a lower berth when I decided to call the porter. So I stuck my nose out through the curtain, and what happened? The porter came by, grabbed my nose, and before I could pull it back in, he brushed it, shined it, polished it, and said, "I did a good job on that one. Now where's the other shoe?" A big tear started to roll down my nose. Yes, and it's a brave tear that will start out on a trip like that. I felt sorry for the schnoz, but I'm proud. Why? Because many of the rap my nose took for me. For instance, there was the time I was eating at the 42 Club. That's twice as good as the 41 Club. As I started to eat my meal, I called the proprietor over and said, "A broken down actor came into this place, ate a meal, couldn't pay for it, and you threw him out." The boss says, "Yes, and what about it?" I said, "Sorry, I'll have to trouble you again." The boss says gladly and punched me amongst my nose. Humiliated, I apologized to the schnoz, because I'll never forget the time my nose saved my life. It was one of those sultry weekends at the beach. I'm in the water swimming the Australian crawl, which I learned from a kangaroo acquaintance of mine. And anyway, swimming around, I found myself face to face with a vicious swordfish. And just as the swordfish was about to attack me, he took one look at my schnoz and said, "I give up. You're equipped with a superior weapon." So you see, that's why the schnoz and I feel like we do. Why, we wouldn't breed without each other. Yes, that's true. I'm as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary.
Just as the world has identified Rhapsody in Blue with Paul Whiteman, so Jimmy Durante is associated with Inka Dinka Doo, and neither has changed from then to now.
Just a minute, Mr. Andre. Inka Dinka Doo is plenty different now than when we first did it.
Jimmy, I've often wondered how you ever came by such a crazy phrase.
Well, Paul, it was like this. I was working the nightclubs with Clayton Jackson and Durante. You know, we were the Andrew sisters of our day. I was the one with the curls. Every night we'd sing... Mr. Whiteman just took my hat off. Every night we'd sing a couple of hundred songs for the customers. But there was one song in particular we always used to end up with, Paul. Say it with flowers. Say it with sweets. Say it with artichokes. Say it with eats. Say it with jewelry. Say it with drink. But always be careful not to say it with ink. A dink a dee, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, ink, a dink a dee. And Paul, that's how we got ink a dink a doo. And that's not all. One day a notice pushed under my door. I picks it up and reads it. It says, Ink a dink a doo has been made into a symphony. We want you to sing it at the Hollywood Bowl. Signed, Anxious. Now, Paul. Now, what's a bowl? A bowl is a cavity. And what's a cavity? A cavity is a hole. And what's a hole? A hole is nothing. And if you think I'm singing a nothing, you're crazy. I could catch pneumonia.
But, Jimmy, you did sing it, didn't you?
Yes, Paul, I did. Beneath this exterior lies an inferior interior. Give me a downbeat, and I've got Eddie Jackson here to help me sing a chorus.
Your wish is my command. Now, as then, Inka Dinka Doo is always a favorite with the musical millions of America.
Come over here, Eddie Jackson. Now, once upon a time, they sang the Vodeo Do, but that was long ago. Then everybody started in to poop-poop-a-doo. They got there, you know. Mr. Whiteman, I'll give you $50. You show me broop, broop in the music. Show me broop, broop in the music. Too bad I can't read. But the tune for you and me is that... It... Mr. Pianist, you know you can easily be replaced. Is that swinging symphony they call the king? Eskimo bells up in Iceland
are ringing.
They've made their own paradise land.
Ding,
ding, a 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 ding. Let me hear that band. Stupendous. Now let me hear those trumpets. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. So ink. A dink a dee, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, simply music. A dink a dee, a dink a doo. Now ink, a dink a dee, a dink a doo, a dink a dee. Oh, what a tune all through in. It goes ink, a dink a dee, a dink a dee, You know, the other night, Lana Turner invited me over to her house. She wanted to play post office. I was reluctant, but she finally swayed me. It turned out disastrous. Because when I got back from the drugstore with the stamps, she was playing post office with another guy. A-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo, simply means zinc. A-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo.
Pierre, there's your cue. Take it for Philco.
Sure, Paul. The leader now, just like then. Because you always get a plus with a Philco. The plus that's made Philco famous for quality the world over. It's the extra money Philco spends. The extra touches Philco adds to circuit design, power output, operating features. Even the veneer finish on Philco's new custom-built radio phonographs is finer and costlier. So that you can enjoy the full beauty of their specially selected walnut and mahogany cabinets. Now, that kind of quality has made Philco the world's largest radio manufacturer. And you listeners have voted for it ever since Philco introduced the first table model radios back when Paul Whiteman was playing.
I found a $1 million baby. Pierre, there's just one thing that keeps that tune forever tops.
Same that keeps Philco tops, Paul?
Sure. Quality. Class. Like the plus that Philco gives you. You've heard that new Philco portable we brought out here.
Uses those new miniature tubes, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's new all the way through, Pierre. Philco dug into its war research and designed a brand new circuit. And folks, you can sure hear the difference when you hear that Philco portable playing.
Sing many times, and the thing that continues to amaze me is that you still retain that exquisite quality in your voice. How do you do it?
Well, it's very simple, Martha. Every morning I goggle with Dutch cleanser.
Well, is that how you get your joie de vivre, your savoir faire, your je ne sais quoi?
And a Merry Christmas to you, too, Mr.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. But confidentially, I'd be much happier if I could sing the way you do.
Don't be melancholic, Marty. It's easy. You start with the Lonix. I'm surrounded by assassins. Martha, you better take the number. Thank you.
Come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best. Me and smile, I'll my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him.
And thanks to you, Jimmy Durante, for being with us today. All the world knows the Durante knows. And the Durante knows means laughter the world over. We were honored to honor you, Jimmy Durante, in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame.
Make your Radio Hall of Fame a Sunday must. Next week, it's Bob Hope. And on the succeeding Sunday, Burns and Allen. Jimmy Durante can be heard on his Rexall program with Gary Moore every Friday night. Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over most of these same stations. This program came to you from San Francisco. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.